Hello, I'm Scott Simon. Welcome to Ties That Bind, a retrospective of the first 10 years of StoryCorps. Since 2003, this project has celebrated the lives of everyday people, opening recording booths across the country so that anyone can come in and talk to a friend, a loved one. Interview is not always the word. A conversation between people that preserve stories for the ages, really. We're speaking to you from one of these booths. It's in New York. I'm sitting here with the founder of StoryCorps, Dave Isay.
Hi,
Dave.
Scott.
So glad I could join you. Let's describe this booth a little bit. It's kind of, it's not elaborate. Let me put it that way. It's probably 6 feet by 8 feet. It's got good but simple recording equipment. It's what we would call a neutral environment, where people come in from the hurly-burly of the city and concentrate just on each other.
We just wanted to make it a place where people could sit and look each other in the eyes and get lost when they have these conversations.
When I ask you, where does StoryCorps come from? I don't mean the story, we set this up, we did this. I mean, where does it come from in your life?
You know, I used to make documentaries for public radio for many years, and I saw how the microphone gave people the license to talk about things they'd never talked about before. And then everything from that to, you know, experiences I've had in my life. I interviewed my grandparents when I was a kid. And then when I was 21, 22, I went looking for that tape and couldn't find it. And still to this day, when I go to my mom's house, I'll look for that tape. You know, another big influence was Studs Terkel. Studs was, the great oral historian, wrote the book Working and many other books of oral history. And I know you have a
Yes.
relationship with Mr. Terkel
oh, yeah.
as well. And he was nice enough at the age of 92 or 93 to travel to New York and cut the ribbon on our first booth 10 years ago.
This is a very